99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Kelly, describe what group therapy is all about.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a sharing corner, basically, where you come to us, you have some sort of an issue that you need some opinions on that maybe people in your life who might be emotionally invested in, you know, they've got some bias. We don't have bias. We don't have emotions attached to it. We can see it clearly.
We can. Hi, good morning, Brittany.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks, first of all, for allowing us to connect with you on this. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was calling because I wanted to know if you guys thought this was like a huge red flag or if I'm just, you know, being oversensitive and making a big deal out of nothing.
Okay.
So Sunday morning, one of my girlfriends sent me this video that she saw on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my boyfriend singing karaoke, and he was singing with his ex-girlfriend.
Ooh. Okay.
So I knew my boyfriend was out with his buddies the night before, but he had not mentioned running into his ex to me at all, much less like getting up on stage and singing a song with her.
I mean, to be honest, I could see why he didn't mention that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's shady when he doesn't say anything. It makes it seem like it's something wrong, you know?
Right, right. So do you know the song they were singing?
Yeah, I do. It was Shallow.
Oh, was that the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga song?
Yes, the really romantic one. And she wrote this caption, too, and it said, "Look who I ran into. So did we nail our old song or what? Plus, I think he's better looking than Bradley Cooper. Things happen for a reason." And then heart emojis.
Oh, okay. The caption kind of put it over the edge there. All right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
So not great.
Did you talk to him about it?
I did, yeah. And he said it was completely innocent and it's nothing more, you know, now than a song to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't see any harm in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if they did anything more than just the song that night?
I hope not. I mean, he said they didn't hang out or do anything else, and he had no idea she was going to post this video and no idea that she would write what she did. So, I don't know. But it was obviously their song.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts, too, because, like, they actually did sound amazing together.
Oh, no.
So.
Yikes. Oh.
Ouch.
You knew about her, right? I mean, she was an ex?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I obviously knew she existed.
How long have you guys been going together?
So we've been together 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And this whole time, you know, like, I never really questioned whether or not he was over her. I just assumed that he was, and I never had any evidence to the contrary. But the way he's looking at her in this video is just kind of making me question everything.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm picturing now in the movie, especially, you know, the way they sing that, it's a very... And when they sung it on the Grammy Awards, I mean, or the Oscars or one of those awards shows, it was like a very intimate moment. Sorry, I'm probably making you feel even more a little
not helping.
You know, self-conscious about this whole thing. But yeah, no, I get that. I get it is what I'm saying.
Right. And on top of that, like, let's say it was nothing. And he really doesn't have any feelings. I just don't know if I can be with a guy who doesn't understand why doing this and not saying anything to me would be such a big deal.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, just wondering if you guys think this is like a huge red flag, or I guess what would you do if you were me in this situation?
All right, Brittany. Well, you're in luck because we have a very opinionated audience and they're already jumping in on this. 502-571-9970. So, Brittany, if you hang tight, we'll try to help you out, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Really? I mean, it is a beautiful song,
I feel like
song,
this is
right?
Rubbing it in a little bit, is it not?
All right, fine. I'll stop.
No, keep going. So, listen, a lot of people already, Terica, big red flag, walk away now before it gets worse. Mm-hmm. Alexis, Heather, Ashley, don't walk, run away. Sarah, though, rolls in, the ex is the one that's being disrespectful, not your boyfriend. It's just a song to him. He's never given you a reason to not trust him. You're dating him, not her. So move on and keep being happy.
You know, do we know that the ex knows that he's dating someone? Like we don't know that. Natalie even texts in, I'd say it's a yellow flag. Sounds like
it's a warning. Okay.
He just had fun, but the ex had other feelings. Definitely keep an eye on it.
Okay, so that's a caution flag.
Right, sure.
Okay.
All right, would love to know what your thoughts are or if you have experience with this sort of, you know, ex trying to nudge your way back into your man's life. 502-571-9970, group therapy. Man, group therapy, it's all about a little karaoke. You know, a little karaoke about a little song, a little Bradley Cooper, a Lady Gaga song.
That's different than, you know, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your standard karaoke fare.
Fuji's Killing Me Softly.
That's my standard for sure. Yeah. This is a deeply personal romantic song, and it apparently used to be their song.
Yeah. And that, I think, is what is causing a lot of people to be like, whoa, red flag.
Yeah, like, how did he not understand that would be upsetting? Like, did he go through in his mind, hey, would my current girlfriend, if she were sitting right here, be happy with me jumping up and doing this with my ex-girlfriend? Probably not.
Yeah, I could imagine arms folded there at the table watching them with If Looks Could Kill sort of look. Now, can I just throw devil's advocate? And
please
say
do.
That being a guy, I know that I have been guilty of going with the, like when I'm out with friends, I'm out with my guys, I maybe have a couple drinks and I'm feeling loose and I'm in the moment. I don't always use the best judgment and it didn't, maybe it didn't mean anything to me, but obviously it meant something to his current girlfriend. So it's like,
well, and the ex in her caption is like, you know, oh, our song. Didn't yeah. Have it's like, you know, it was meant to be. Like, she's all taking it as a sign that they need to be together. And so he may not have any feelings for the ex. And therefore, maybe that's why I didn't register. This is not a good thing that I'm doing right now.
Well, and that's probably why he didn't bring it up to her.
Exactly.
Because
well, that
he knows.
Maybe I'm assuming he's smart enough to know that you don't bring up to your current girlfriend, hey, I ran into my ex-girlfriend and we sang a super lovey-dovey love song at karaoke tonight. Like, I'm assuming he knows that is not a good sentence to say.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Didn't want to upset her if he doesn't have feelings.
Caitlin writes on Facebook, sis, you deserve better. If he's so innocent, he could have told you about it before your friend had to come across the video and show it to you. That's a slap in the face by itself. And then says, I'll come scoop you up and karaoke with you. Our song can be Big Sean's IDFWU. I don't blank with you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jay said, yeah, I think you need to recycle this guy and return him to the dating pool. Not mentioning that he saw her, much less that he interacted with her, is a huge red flag. Besides which, a guy who loves you has no time to waste on his buddies. Have you been going out with your friends singing love songs with your exes?
Well, okay, so that's kind of a loaded answer there because, yeah, you still want to have your friend group, and I think it's
100%.
Still important to have a friend group.
Yes, you can still have guy nights. You can still have girl nights, for sure.
But singing love songs with your ex maybe shouldn't be involved.
That's where we went down a wrong path.
All right, Elizabeth, you have experience with this.
My ex did something similar with someone who popped up, kept popping up, and ended up cheating on me with this person.
Okay, and you started this with my ex, so obviously this was more than a red flag, and it turned into you guys breaking up.
Yes, because I just ended up saying, nope, I'm done, because she claimed it was nothing, it was innocent, and it turned into a huge no. This is never happening to me again, kind of thing.
So your advice to Brittany, just walk away now?
I'm saying maybe give him the benefit of the doubt for the moment, but because I do agree that his ex is being disrespectful, but be cautious.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
And honestly, we don't for sure know if the ex knows he's dating someone new. We honestly don't know that. You know, we don't know if she's still following him, mm-hmm. if he's been, you know, if he posts a lot on social media with his current girl. We don't know. We don't know those details.
Right.
However, we do know she's got the feelings.
Kate rolls in. Me and my husband sing that together, so I'm conflicted. I would be cautious because girls be crazy, and some guys, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I was kind of saying. Like, to him, I can totally get his rationale to her. Like, it's just a song.
Yeah, no biggie. He doesn't have the feelings behind it, even though his ex does.
But at the same time, he should be smart enough to know that's not the song you sing.
Yeah, I feel like, too, you, again, go through the filter of, if my girlfriend was sitting right there, would she be super happy watching this go down?
Okay, so let me paint this scenario for you. They're out. Okay. That he and his friends are out. They happen upon his ex and her friends. Mm-hmm. So they're already singing karaoke at this place, right? And so then she gets up and she calls him up like, hey, Brent, why don't you come up here? You know, and his buddies are like, oh, and so he's like, all right, fine, you know, I'll get up there. And then the song starts. So he had no idea even what song it was when he gets up there and agrees.
That is a possibility.
Then the song starts. And so he's not going to sit there and like walk off stage.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, yes, a conversation has to happen. And I know she's already kind of approached it with him.
And he said, you know, not a big deal, that kind of thing. But I feel like if she needs to, again, just make it clear, like, look, her caption makes it clear she's got the feelings. So you understand how that makes me feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if he is fully aware that she is pretty sensitive to knowing, you know, that the ex has those feelings, is a little on guard, then we'll see how he reacts to that in the coming weeks, months, see if he proves that he's totally, completely invested in her and leaving the past in the past.
And you know what? There's something to be said about marking your territory also. And
what I want her to pee on him. What are we saying?
what I'm saying is, like, if you really like him, be very clear about the boundary he crossed.
Yeah.
And be very clear about this, you know.
Right, like, happens again. We don't get up on the stage. There's no singing.
Hey, these tertiary girls, these girls that are around, they need to go. They need to go. Like it's you and me, and I want this to work. Now, if she's...
What kind of word did you use, by the way? That would sound like a big word.
I don't even know. I'll have to
tertiary?
Look it up.
Tertiary?
Yeah. Did I use that correctly even?
I'm not sure. I got to look it up. I don't know how to spell it.
So are we saying, you know, let's proceed with caution, like a yellow flag? Maybe it's not a red flag.
I don't think we run the other direction just yet, but I feel like the yellow flag, the caution flag right now, is valid to fly, that we just have, again, we just reiterate how that, like, how deeply that cut,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the ex has the feelings and that, you know, you got to understand how that makes me feel. I'm a little on guard now. Let's see how he reacts how he treats her and if he responds well to that conversation.
I'm sure we're so far off base. It's like, I feel like she is no better off than before when she called us. So,
at least I feel like we're giving her a little bit of comfort in saying, you know, we're not telling her to, like, ditch this guy. He doesn't love you.
All right. Okay.
But we're just saying be cautious. And
sure.
Again, let us know if he missteps again or if ex-girlfriend doesn't go away.
Right.
And continues to cause the problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow up with us. We'd love to get the update from you. But if you thought we totally steered her in the wrong direction, let us know. Facebook @Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy.